Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So I come with the lugubrious tidings that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, has announced plans to hold a vote in Parliament with a view to stealthily criminalising people for doing what they want with their own bodies, something which doesn't impact anybody else, and that is smoking. Someone can only suffer from secondhand smoke if he or she chooses to be in the vicinity of someone who is smoking. So he said it'd be a free vote, it wouldn't be whipped, as it wouldn't be a matter of party discipline. But this son of a doctor thinks that the United Kingdom should deprive its people of their civil liberty. So my body is mine. It's not his, it's not somebody else's. What I do is up to me. I often hear from that from people who are eager to kill others. But in this case, it's not about harming anyone else at all. Now, tobacco is bad for you. Everybody knows that. That's no secret. That's been public knowledge for 70 years. Smoking kills. All these warnings constantly dinned into pupils in school. All sorts of warnings all over the place. Everybody knows that. Another point is, we're not immortal, right? You cannot outlaw death. You cannot force us to live forever. Not everybody wants to live 150. And I think very, very few people would choose to give up their greatest pleasure for the sake of an extra year in a nursing home right at the end, being fed through a tube. So this is an outrageous assault on liberty, and this attack must not be allowed. He proposes to raise the smoking age from 18, already too high, to 19, to 20, to 21, to gradually criminalise people for not hurting others in the least. Yes, smoking has a deleterious impact on one's health. Everybody knows it's an insalubrious habit, leads to pulmonary cancer, it raises the risk of stroke and all sorts of other things. You know, that is no secret. People have been warned, they've heard the advice, and they choose to go ahead and smoke anyway. Fine. And the trouble is, it's not the end. If they do this, they will ban alcohol, then they'll ban chocolate, they'll ban tea, they'll ban coffee, they'll ban salt, they'll ban sugar, they'll ban meat, everything. And they will have us all vegans going to bed at 7:30 each evening, and there'll be no freedom left. We won't be allowed to jog because you could have a heart attack, to cycle, you could fall off the bike, to swim because you can drown. And no, this is it. We mustn't allow them to go any further, because give them an inch and they'll take a mile. They've already taken away smoking tobacco advertising. And of course, people must be allowed to advertise this. The anti-smoking people, they have their say. Fine. I don't say that they shouldn't be. And yes, they should be allowed to tell people that it's very injurious to their health. But the pro-smoking people, the tobacco companies, they must be allowed to advertise their product. And we know that prohibition doesn't work. Just look at drugs. And it is true that health warnings and indeed the lack of tobacco advertising have reduced the incidence of smoking. Now, I don't have a target of zero smoking. I don't have a target of 100% of the population smoking. I don't care. You decide, not me. I'm not a tyrant. I will not try to force you to smoke or to force you not to smoke. I do accept some limitations, like the smoking age of 16, as we used to have it beforehand, or maybe not advertising in children's magazines. But otherwise, I would have a lot more liberty for smokers. Smokers, in fact, incredibly civic-minded. They voluntarily pay extra tax. They die on average 14 years earlier. And without them, the pension system is collapsing. Now, I know there are other solutions to the pension system, but it's a very worrying sign. It's a retrograde step, as though people are chattels, as though a person does not belong to himself or herself, as though the state is going to decide it's the nanny state. It's interfering, is taking away our right to make decisions for ourselves. So this is really shocking. It's a usurpation of each individual's conscience, where he or she may determine what he or she wishes to do. And so, you know, health is not something which is a moral argument that really brooks no response. You know, civil liberty matters more. We're not going to live forever. People don't necessarily want to live forever, and it's a very, very worrying sign of the times. So he's diverting attention from failures in all sorts of other areas. We can't even enforce these laws against drugs, against Class A drugs, and so on. So we ought to allow more tobacco to be smoked, and so on. And what else was I going to point out? They've liberalised in other ways. Like in North Britain, there are people allowing people to take hard drugs to shoot heroin under medical supervision, okay? And that's a more sensible approach, to view it as a health matter, not to criminalise it. I mean, someone be sent to prison for not doing anyone else any harm, or somebody who sells or supplies something which doesn't affect the mind, only affects the body. It depends how much you smoke. I mean, all right, there is no safe level of smoking. Even one cigarette is going to damage your health, but it's an infinitesimally small amount. And we know that if you give up for about 5 years, your health recovers so much so that as though you'd never smoked a cigarette in your life or indeed a cigar. So I'm on board with Forest with this, Freedom Organization for the Right to Enjoy Smoking Tobacco, Forest. Now, there's a forest only about tobacco, not more puissant substances. So this is very disturbing. Why should individuals not be allowed to choose what they do? Why should this bodily autonomy be taken away from people? And why should the government decide what you may and may not do? The government is incapable of even discharging the functions it already has, and yet it's going to arrogate to itself the right to do for you to decide about matters which are strictly personal. It's very, very worrying. So I stand proudly on the libertarian side on this one. We've got choice, we've got pleasure, we've got freedom, really, in a word, against this moral authoritarianism, bigotry, this judgmental attitude, this desire to interfere, to micromanage, to superintend everything you do, every morsel you ever put in your mouth, tutting. Who are these people? It's just despicable that they should try and do that. They're going to have compulsory exercise, I suppose. It really is outrageous and preposterous that they would dare to try and strip us of our rights like this. And that is oppression. And this is the beginning of tyranny. It's incipient health totalitarianism. Like, you know, these chlorine washed chicken things that some people want to put in the United States. Fine. You want to eat it. You don't want to eat it. You don't wish to eat it. You don't have to eat it. That's it. So I'm not saying there should be no health and safety regulations whatsoever, but we shouldn't have them on steroids or the chickens either. In a way that people can't choose to be unhealthy. There's a right to be unhealthy. You know, I wouldn't say to those who are health freaks, you're not allowed to eat healthy food. You're not permitted to exercise. That'd be preposterous. But therefore, it must also be considered permissible for people to do things which are unhealthy. And that's what freedom is, to back off. No, the state doesn't always know best. And the state has got no business poking its nose into private affairs like this and depriving people of their choices. And it's quite extraordinary that people use that argument pro-choice when we're talking about the willful murder of an innocent child, but they won't allow any choice whatsoever, even to a very well-informed and intelligent adult, about doing something which is just a teensy bit harmful. You know, one cigarette, come on, that's nothing. That's not going to kill you. A pack of cigarettes is not going to kill you. 100 cigarettes is not going to kill you. 1,000 cigarettes is not going to kill you. 10,000 might. At that point, you might have a terminal cancer. But, you know, that's going to take you years, probably decades, to do that. And only about half of smokers actually die of smoking-related illnesses. And it might, obviously, there's some degradation of health involved in smoking, even if it does not prove to be fatal in the long run. So I'm very disturbed by this, and it's perturbing me because I just fear what it portends. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Goodbye.